Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's touch on the future then, I guess, because this was going to be a main topic of conversation around us discussing this anyway, so let's do it. Xabi Alonso's Leverkusen, the very, very impressive Xabi Alonso's Leverkusen, the elephant in the room, the top of the Bundesliga side that look, from all intents and purposes, like they might have a real serious tilt at winning the Bundesliga and dethroning Bayern Munich. Something doesn't happen very often unless Jurgen Klopp is in town, ironically enough. So, yeah, let's talk about it. How impressive has Xabi Alonso been ever since he took over at Leverkusen?
It's been fantastic. I mean, if let's look at the wider context. He comes into a club, a big club as such, but that's been infamously labelled as Leverkusen, always being runners-up, always being second. So, on one hand, you have a man bringing in a winning culture. Maybe we talk too soon, but even still, there is something different about this Leverkusen side that has always been perennial runners up, always nearly as such. But he comes into a Leverkusen that really had underperformed. They were second to bottom when he came in. So as such, it fit the bill right because it could only really go up from there. Having said that, when he did take over, I mean, it was a different team altogether, and reached the Europa League semi-final, almost got top four despite that terrible start under Sioane. And then now you go into a season where they're still unbeaten. They're historic as such in terms of how they started the season. Only their points tally halfway through the season, only bettered by Guardiola twice at Bayern. But what really impressed me about Alonso is that we tend to think, oh, Spaniards, possession football and all that. And we can probably discuss in terms of how that will fit the bill for Liverpool, because he does play a high line. He plays with energy, all that. But you don't go unbeaten so far and have that success without that pragmatism as well, which I think you need at the top level. And then we can talk about manager influences. He played under Guardiola, Ancelotti, but also Mourinho. And so there'll always be those ties. But I think you need that pragmatism. And just to put into context with Leverkusen is they're always this team that were great on the counter, great energy, but they're a bit naive, a bit privy to get countered on, privy to etc. etc. He's brought that order into it as well, and that needs to be I think that needs to be highlighted as well in terms of bringing that in, and the impact he has had as such is fantastic. And obviously the links now won't be necessarily lessening.
They'll be increasing. They will absolutely be increasing. Yeah, and I've already had conversations with people in this very building who've already said, well, it's Xabi Alonso, isn't it? It has to be Xabi Alonso. So, yeah, I think you're right there. And like you say, the murmurs in the background of everyone's been keeping an eye on Xabi Alonso anyway and see how he's getting on at Leverkusen. And there's a Real Madrid connection also, but Carlo Ancelotti signed a new deal at Real Madrid quite recently. So all of a sudden Liverpool go, okay, this is interesting. You spoke about him stylistically there and the way he likes to go about his business and the way he likes his team to play and stuff like that. Beyond that, in terms of your press conferences, the way he speaks, the way he conducts himself, I mean, he's always conducted himself brilliantly as a human being. Has that continued into his managerial career?
Absolutely. And I think what's also needs to be remembered, and if we compare that to where Klopp is right now, in terms of the manager profession, it's a new era for managers in the sense that you still have the likes of Ancelotti, who was a bit calmer and more on the side, but then a Klopp as well, who was super energetic, super engaged into the day-to-day in terms of bringing that energy into games, into training. And he's getting older as well, right? So you have new managers coming in, and you have the likes of an Arteta and Xabi Alonso who are on the field, who are one of, the strengths of Xabi Alonso, and that tends to be highlighted, is that he's always on the training pitch, he's always showing, he's always there instigating, and that requires a bit of energy and youthfulness, if you may. And that's what his strength as well. And so I think that combination of having the career he's had and being the kind of suave midfield maestro, I think adds the legitimacy to his tactical acumen as well, right? Because you can't have either or. We know a lot of former players, and that's their kind of gravitas. But at the same time, you need that tactical acumen, the technical kind of foundations. And Xabi Alonso seems to have both. And that talk has always been of Xabi Alonso being the next thing. And that's, I think, yeah, it's been something we've been waiting for. And who knows? Maybe stars align at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like they might be, if I'm going to be really honest with you. But just on that, actually, it's an interesting point, because I was going to ask, like, Liverpool fans, not right now, but over the next few weeks, months, whatever, could start to get a little bit excited about the prospect of Xabi Alonso. Listen, we all would absolutely love Jurgen Klopp to stick around forever, essentially, but that clearly isn't going to be the case. So will Bayer Leverkusen sort of have a say in this, I guess? I mean, they will, of course, but is it a feeling that maybe if Liverpool do come knocking, Xabi Alonso will jump at the chance and Bayer Leverkusen would almost let him go? How easy or difficult may that be?
Well, apparently there is a clause that means that he can go to any of his former clubs, which is Real Madrid, Bayern, and Liverpool, which is not a bad clause to have. You did mention earlier, Ancelotti does extend his contract to 2026. The allure of Real Madrid will always be there, as and Liverpool is one of the biggest clubs in the world, but Real Madrid is that too as well. So then it's, there are different prospects here. Does he stay with Leverkusen for another season? They're in the Champions League. But you still have the temptation of a Real Madrid, albeit maybe you wait a year, so you maybe stay a year at Leverkusen. You have Liverpool now, and then you have Bayern. And Bayern as well, I think we tend to underestimate the real impact that Bayern have within German football and the attraction that has. And Xabi Alonso will definitely have felt that when he played there, in terms of what Bayern means in German football. And there are big questions around Thomas Tuchel now in terms of what he can bring. I don't think he's had the impact that they were hoping for after he arrived, after Nagelsmann's sacking. So there will certainly be talks, as much as there is about Liverpool and Alonso, about Bayern and Alonso as well.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's a weird sort of double-edged sword in a way, because I think we all, Liverpool fans, want Bayer Leverkusen to pip Bayern Munich to the Bundesliga, but that might mean Tuchel walks away or gets sacked, and then all of a sudden Bayern could go for Alonso. So yeah, it's a difficult one, that. But just to finally just sort of finish on Alonso, then, you mentioned sort of stylistically a moment ago, tactically, his system, the way he goes about his business is very impressive as well. Again, we don't want to realise this, but this is now the situation. Can you see a fit? Do you think Xabi Alonso might be the man to fill the very, very big seat managerially of Jurgen Klopp?
The fact that he's been there before and knows what being a Liverpool player is has a massive impact for himself in terms of how he manages that role, but also in terms of the connection you as Liverpool fans with have to him. I think, we talked about Klopp in terms of he's always said it's my year eight, but for this group it's the year one. And there was a bit of worry about last season. You'll know this better than me, but in terms of that spark being lost, then I think all credit to him. And I'm a big fan of Klopp, but I think we've all been a bit surprised about actually how well Liverpool have done, considering the fact that you lost all those leaders in midfields. Now, would they play week in, week out? No, but in terms of what it means for the group, something different. So the fact that he's brought that spark back is of huge credit. But at the same time, a club needs to evolve. A club needs to be re-energized as such. And maybe that was part of Klopp's decision in terms of saying, what is best for Liverpool here? I can't give 100% of myself to the role. And then someone like Xabi Alonso, who's young, ambitious, is a Liverpool player, is proven on the big scene. I think that would be a pretty good fit. But at the same time, it's Premier League football. The media, the role of a manager, it requires a bit a different type of responsibility in England than it does to Germany as well, just simply because of the attention. So that will be a test, but Xabi Alonso has proven himself as such. And I think, yeah, I think Liverpool would be, I mean, it would be a fantastic match if they were to get him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we could go in different directions in Xabi Alonso that wouldn't necessarily be quite as exciting, wouldn't quite be as correct. He does feel like a good next fit for all the reasons you just mentioned there. And I think appointment-wise, I think literally everyone I've spoken to so far has gone, well, it's Xabi Alonso, isn't it? You know, we're trying to come to terms and the realisation of Klopp not being here anymore, but Xabi Alonso and the fact he has that connection to the club already, we as fans already adore him, the job he's doing at Bayer Leverkusen, he would soften the blow ever so slightly, albeit still quite a big blow.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.